Before we get started, our guest today had so much valuable information that we decided to split it into two separate episodes. So sit back, relax, and listen in to this episode on customer experience.
You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Welcome to another episode of CORE. This is episode 8.3. Today with me, I have Megan Darrell, customer experience and brand specialist.
Now, we can't really talk about customer experience without Megan. She plays a vital role in our various customer experience programs and focuses on the data that shows where we rank against our competitors. Seeing as this is our last episode that we're going to be focusing specifically on our first core value, superior customer satisfaction, this is a great opportunity to bring in Megan, who can share a little bit about our continuous efforts towards superior customer satisfaction. So welcome to the show, Megan. Let's start out by having you introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Megan Darrell. I've been with Holt California for 7 years now, and I am the customer experience and brand specialist for the marketing department. I oversee and manage the SciTech West and Engine marketing, such as their social media, online ads, website management, and events. And I also handle the Daniels Group surveys for Holt California and Holt Ag Solutions.
Awesome. So it's important to remember that customer experience is so much more than individual interactions with our company. It's a combination of all the interactions that customers have with our company at all stages of the customer journey. So if you listened in to 8.1 and 8.2, you learned how each of us impacts the customer journey. So as we dive more into the why with Megan, remember that our efforts towards customer experience require effort on behalf of all of us. It's not just our customer-facing employees. So Megan, let's talk about that why. So many of the customers of our parts and service departments are fed by our whole goods sales. So Megan, can you tell me about how relationships with different parts of our business impacts other departments?
So an example of this would be if a customer walks into the parts department and they want to order something, and the interaction that they have with the parts counter isn't pleasant, or a part is not in stock, or something went wrong with the ordering process, their view of the department from that day is kind of like they don't want to go back. So sometimes the customer will go directly to their PSSR or their sales rep and say, hey, like, can you get this? Because they would rather work with someone that they know can provide them a better interaction, or it's easier. They make it more effortless for them to get the part versus waiting in line or having to call in and like explain what part they're looking for.
I imagine that that puts a lot of that in that specific scenario, that puts a lot of stress on both the salesman and the parts department, because now they're kind of stepping out of their comfort zone to provide this service to the customer, which at the end of the day, you know, you're trying to provide the best service you possibly can, but we should be able to do that in any point of the customer journey. And this is part of the customer journey, which is what we've been talking about this whole time.
Another example of how relationships with different parts of our business impacts other departments is kind of like if credit doesn't send an invoice on time and a customer's not paying, the customer might be upset with the credit department or whoever's in charge of it. And their perception of Holt kind of is impacted by that, because they're like, well, this company's not giving me my invoice correctly or on time. How am I supposed to trust them in getting me my parts on time? When you have a customer, you have to realize like they are working with different parts of the company, not just with you. So you have to be mindful on how you interact with the customer, because it really can impact their perception and whether they move forward with doing business with the company.
So can you tell me about how the different relationships with different parts of our business can affect other departments?
Yeah, so one example would be the parts department. So they're in charge of like ordering parts for machines and for customers when something goes down. And if they're working with the main shop and service department to order a part for a customer whose machine is down, if the part is not available, it impacts the service department because they're unable to move forward with the repair or whatever needs to be done with the machine. And if they don't communicate that the part is back ordered, or if they don't try to outsource it somewhere else, the service department is kind of left waiting, and the customer essentially is not notified, and they're wondering why their machine is taking longer than originally quoted.
Yeah. So in that case, the customer's having a negative experience because the machine's taking longer to get out of the shop. And what's their mindset now? How do they feel about Holds Up California, and what might they do next?
So if the customer could be feeling many different things, probably kind of frustrated and upset with Holt, and that impacts their view of the company, because now they're thinking, how can I rely on these people? If they can't communicate with each other and they're not communicating with me, I'm going to go somewhere else to find someone who can communicate better than this.
So then say that specific customer, all they did was come in to bring their machine in to get worked on. Now they have a need for a forklift at their shop or whatever business that they're operating. What's their mindset going in and talking to one of our MHD salesmen?
The customer probably already has in the back of their mind, whether they realize it or not, the kind of still remembering that negative impact of when they worked with the service department in a different division. They probably think, like, are they reliable? And unfortunately, with customers, they don't always see the different divisions and realize that they're run differently. So their mindset carries on through the whole company.
That's really important to remember. No matter where, what part of the business you claim as your home, you're impacting every single future interaction that customer has with the Holt family of companies. So, Megan, your role specifically requires you to work with a multitude of teams, management styles, not to mention products and customers. So, what are some tactics that we employ to stay consistent, talking from a customer experience standpoint?
So last year, we started the customer satisfaction training that a lot of employees have already gone through. I think our goal is to get all of the employees to go through that training. And that's just one tactic so far to stay consistent, because it's the same messaging. It's really trying to teach all divisions and different employees throughout the company why it's important for customer satisfaction and how we as the employee can help get there, even if we're not customer facing. Other tactics to stay consistent.
Even just being in the Pleasant Grove building, where they host a lot of the customer satisfaction trainings. I believe they host them at West Sac and Elk Grove as well. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So being in Pleasant Grove and watching people come in for these customer satisfaction trainings are not segmented per division. You have a large mix of different departments and divisions in customer satisfaction training. So not only are you all receiving the same message, but you're working together and seeing how different people from different departments or divisions would handle specific scenarios maybe that they give during the training. So you're already having that integration between divisions that you don't get on a normal basis through this training. So that's a really cool aspect of it.
And also, I think it's good that it's mixed employees, because you can kind of see another side. So if it's two departments who bump heads a lot, when you're going through the role playing in the class, you kind of see how or why they react the way they do, because that's part of their process in the department, and not everyone sees that. And so it's good for the different divisions to see each other. It gives them a better understanding of why things are the way they are. It is important to be consistent, kind of like what you mentioned earlier. A lot of different parts of our business impact other departments. And so if you are not consistent throughout your whole company, customers are going to notice that. If the Cat Rental store is not sending invoices on time, but another department is, they're going to be like, well, how come they're not giving it to me, but they are? Like, you guys work for the same company, so why aren't I getting the same results? And it's kind of like what we mentioned earlier of just being consistent just makes working with the customer, no matter where, what department or who they're working with, an easier transaction, because they know that if I'm I mean, in an ideal world, if I work with Whole Ag Solutions for this, and then all of a sudden I need something from MHD, then that transaction in my interaction with MHD should be the same. And that's kind of what we are aiming for.
A number of our businesses operate the same out of many different locations. For example, Whole Ag Solutions has 12 locations. So let's talk about specifically the parts counter at our Whole Ag Solutions locations. How do they remain consistent? And by remaining consistent, I mean providing a consistently exceptional customer experience.
You can reach out to each other and kind of see what issues stores are having or how they can improve.
Reminding them that they are not islands.
Yes.
They are part of a bigger team together. You're not the Woodland Parts Department and the Albany Parts Department. You are the Whole Ag Solutions Parts Department. And through that, you are trying to provide every single customer that walks in the door or picks up the phone to call you an exceptional experience.
Yes. And I think in order to stay consistent, you do have to work with your team. And it's not a team as your store. It's everyone who's in that same position as you. All of the parts counter guys or all the parts counter reps should be working together and reaching out. What doesn't matter what store you're in, but saying like, hey, I have this issue. Do you guys have a solution for it? Or how do you guys handle it? So it's really just sharing best practices with each other and not being isolated and remembering like you guys all have one common goal to bring consistently exceptional customer service to our customers, and that you're not alone, and that if you need help, like you should reach out. If a department is struggling with certain problems, then they should reach out and see if someone else who's in a similar position has a solution, because 9 out of 10 times they do. They've all faced it if they're in similar positions.
Now remember, this is only part one of our episode on customer experience with Megan. So tune into our next episode to hear more from Megan.